You had a good day today?
Yes, ma'am. It's been good. It looked like it was raining a little time a few minutes ago. Yeah, a little bit of rain out there.
Yeah, the sun is gonna get better.
Wow.
It was good.
Your day was good?
Yeah, just quiet.
Okay, well, I trade you. I can bring you some company if you want to know it.
No, I don't mind you.
I got a couple kids here I can share.
Oh, okay. I might not know how to handle. They might have on you.
we might be in the same boat because sometimes I feel like this too. I'm like, oh, tell me. On last talk about Woodstock. And, well, I'm sorry, Trump. We talked about Trump. And plus, it was an addition and an add-on to growing spiritually, maturely, you know, growing into who God would have us to be, who He has designed us to be. And so last week, when we got to part six, it referenced listen to the Holy Spirit. And as the band came in, giving great points about the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so, with that being said, and I said, you know, I'd be in prayer, and through prayer and through Pastor Bad's sermon on last Sunday, for those of you that were able to partake in his sermon, a high-powered performance represents the Holy Spirit. For those that follow the Christian calendar or things of that sort, this Sunday coming up, the 31st, is Pentecost Sunday. And so it's just fitting that all of this came together at the right time, that we would be able to talk and discuss and handle the word that referenced the Holy Spirit. And so when we are talking about the Holy Spirit, we are talking about a part of the Trinity. For when God created the world, He created man, and He said, in our image. And when He referred to us, He was referring to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So all the way back in Genesis, He referenced the Holy Spirit. And so just a little background information, in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was sent when it was needed to do the job that it was needed to do. So in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit did not dwell with them. It wasn't until the New Testament and Jesus came and left, and He said that He would send a helper. And so the helper that He would send would be the Holy Spirit. And so, just, and it's amazing because I went back to look and see, because I know before, and I referenced last week, we had done a Bible study before on the Holy Spirit, and it, the one that we did before won't be as in-depth as what we'll go into in this one, so we'll dig a little bit deeper. But when we reference the Holy Spirit, before we even get into scriptures, before we get into any of that, do anybody have any comments or anything when we talk about Pentecost Sunday, you know, when we talk about the Holy Spirit being a helper, are there any, is there anything that you'd want to share? Just, you know, just let God use you as to what it is that you feel or what your thoughts are on the Holy Spirit. Because I feel like we as a people, we know of the Holy Spirit, but as far as everybody, even for myself, I understand bits and pieces. I still study about the Holy Spirit because there's always something that we all can learn. So regardless of how much we know, we can share, we can dig into the Word, and we can learn together. So with that being said, are there any comments or anything that any individuals would want to share in reference to the Holy Spirit before we get into our lesson?
Amen.
And if not, that's fine, but I always try to give a few minutes because I know people have their phones on mute. So if there's something, if not, I'm going to go. Okay, so when we reference the Holy Spirit, and it's pressing forward in this life, because on an average day, didn't say a good day, didn't say a great day, but on an average day, we are pressing our way. And when we are pressing our way, if we are pressing our way in our own strength, we will find it hard. We will find it challenging. We will find the frustration. We will find that we can easily become frustrated. And even in studying, to do this Bible study, I have found myself in some of those places. Just on today, you know, and that can be life in everything that we deal with, everything that we go through, everything that we have to balance, you know, being at home and you try to get school work done and you try to get your work done and you try to do a Zoom meeting and you try to answer questions. So you're pulling from a whole lot of different whether it's preparing breakfast, preparing lunch, make sure everybody's so just a lot going on. So a lot of times, even in our normal day-to-day, who we are and what we do, we have to learn to depend on and allow the Holy Spirit to aid and guide us. And I can say, personally, that's not always what I do. Being who I am, you know, and I pray for God to help me. But my strength, I feel sometimes on my strength, and I do things. And even to the point where I have had to be in prayer because I have strength to do a variety of things. Even in my 10-year-old, I've seen her say, no, I can do it. Even to a point where she may have even needed help or could have used help, she wouldn't say, okay, yes, can you help me? And so I say that to say we have to be conscious. We have to be sensitive to the fact that if we will allow each other to help us, then more than likely we're doing the same exercise and procedures with the Holy Spirit. We're trying to do it on our own. And when Jesus came and he died, he said he would send us a helper. And so we have to allow the helper to help us, just like we have to allow other to help if we can't, if it's something that somebody can do. And so I'm going to read this quote and I'm going to jump in. You might as well try to hear without ears or breathe without lungs as try to live a Christian life without the Spirit of God in your heart. And that's a quote by D.L. Moody. And so we know if we didn't have ears, we wouldn't be able to hear. And if we didn't have lungs, we couldn't breathe. So the analogy is for us to try to live our Christian life without the Holy Spirit, we're not going to do well. We may do some things, but we're not going to do what it is that God has ordained for us to do. We're not going to be at our best. We're not our best self. And so, although the Holy Spirit is
he is real. And we need to learn to relate to him and understand how he manifests within us, how he operates, how he helps us. You know, what are our gifts when we reference the Holy Spirit? Because none of us will have all of the gifts, but we will have some of the gifts. And so when we talk about the Trinity and we talk about this third person, we have to understand that he has attributes of a human, just like us. And so I mentioned last week when I said he, you know, and we have to be careful to say he, because he's part of the Trinity. So where we're going to start at is in Acts, the book of Acts, the second chapter. And so in your time this week, if you would read all of Acts, the second chapter, but for tonight, we're not going to read all of it. We are going to jump into some pieces and parts and discuss it and go from there. And so we're going to start at the second chapter, starting at the 14th verse. And let's see, we're going to read 14. Let's read 14 through. Let's read 14 through 36. So, if somebody wants to jump in, and I know everybody has different Bibles, but if you want to read two or three verses, Acts, the second chapter. That's Acts, the second chapter, starting at the 14th verse. Okay. And we are going to read, let's just jump in and then I'll say, so if anybody wants to read, you can start reading. You can read two or three verses, or so whenever you, I either ask you to stop or you get tired. But if you stop, then somebody else can pick up, or either I'll pick up. So starting at the 14th verse.
The 14th verse?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Peter explains cut off. But Peter standing up with the 11 raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk as you spoke, as it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And all my men servants and my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. They shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. Blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Okay, you can stop right there. So, thank you. So, Peter was saying, he was telling them, because what had happened is, this was the day of Pentecost, so if you start back at the beginning, beginning, it'll tell you about the mighty rushing wind that came in and them talking in the variety of languages and that they could understand. So even though they were from different places, they could hear their native language being spoken. And so when he picks up at 14, you know, these people had, they were astonished and they were perplexed and didn't understand what it meant. And so instead of them even trying to say, well, wow, what's going on, they jumped to, oh, they have to be drunk. So, you know, negative right off the bat. You know, but then Peter went on to explain to them about the Spirit of the Lord being poured out on them. You know, in those last days, that the Spirit would be poured out on all people, the sons and the daughters, that there would be prophecy, that there would be visions, and you know, who would dream, and that this was what had been promised. And so, you know, with all that said, this was the promise that was that Jesus said he would send to them. But even in us knowing what Jesus promised sometimes, we still don't understand it. We don't get it. We would jump to something else. And so here, the Holy Spirit was dwelling among them as promised, but they weren't getting it. And so here it says the 11 raised his voice and complained to them. You know, so we know that one had already died, killed himself, the disciples. So here it was the 11 that, you know, he sent his spirit unto. And so when we hear this and when we're talking about the Holy Spirit coming upon these people, his people, then, you know, what are our thoughts? What are we feeling? What does this say to you? Anybody have any comments, commentary, anything that you want to add? Nothing. Okay. So when we're talking about the Holy Spirit working in the life of believers, the Holy Spirit is an important figure throughout the Bible. In Genesis, the first chapter, second verse, we find him moving about the surface of the water. And in Revelation 22:17, he is the bride who cries with one voice. From the beginning to the end, the Holy Spirit has always been active. In the beginning, creating, and at the end of the story, tending to us. He comforts us, he helps us, he guides us, he reminds us, he teaches us, he comes along beside us, he counsels us, he intercedes and advocates for us. There is no area of life in which the believer does not need the help of the Holy Spirit. And so when we read this mighty rushing wind coming and the Spirit dwelling with them, you know, we have to understand that we too have received the Holy Spirit. And so then we jump over to Acts 2nd chapter starting at the 30th
7th. And like I said, read all of Acts 2 in your own time. Pick it apart and deal with it. When they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, each of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call." With many other words, he testified and strongly urged them, saying, "Be saved from this corrupt generation." So those who accepted his message were baptized that day, and about 3,000 people were added to them. And so with that, you know, when we are baptized, we are then filled with the Holy Spirit. But in being filled with the Holy Spirit, it's up to us how we allow the Holy Spirit to work within our lives. So even though you have something, doesn't mean you desire to use it or that you even know how. And so, prayerfully in handling the word and talking through this lesson of the Holy Spirit, we'll be more aware of the Holy Spirit, that we will call upon the Holy Spirit to help us in the time of need. Because in our own strength, we are weak. But when we are weak and we rely on God, His helper, the Holy Spirit, to help us, strength to be able to make it through whatever it is that we have to go through. And for all of us, that could be something different. Does anybody have anything to add or anything to say? Okay, we're going to talk about a few of the Holy Spirit attributes before we get into the other part of our lesson. And so, First Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 13. First Corinthians chapter 2, starting at the 10th verse. First Corinthians, second chapter, starting at the 10th verse, and 10 through 13. Chapter 2. First Corinthians, chapter 2, starting at the 10th verse. If someone would like to read that 10 through 13,
these are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's heart except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the heart or thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what he speaks. Not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual reality with the Spirit taught words.
Thank you. Thank you. And so these verses reference the intelligence of the Holy Spirit. And so it says the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit, that the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. And so, even when we don't know, when we don't understand, when we can't fully comprehend what's going on in our bodies, in our souls, in our minds, in our spirits, the Spirit is able to articulate. The Spirit is able to help us if we desire to be helped. And so we have to know that the Holy Spirit is very intelligent. And so in dealing with the Holy Spirit, we have to be honest, we have to be open, because just like God knows, the Holy Spirit knows. So, you know, like the word that your thoughts are far off. So even before we can, you know, because, example, we have a not so good day, okay? We not in the best way that we could be. To encounter somebody that maybe has not been around us that day, or somebody that has just seen us, they may say to us, "Hey, how you doing today?" And you say, "Oh, I'm doing well. I'm doing so good." Because you know within yourself, you're not doing good. You don't feel good. They haven't been a good day. But it was easy for us to tell somebody that don't see us, don't know us, haven't dealt with us, that our day was good. When we know within ourselves that it wasn't maybe so good. And so the Holy Spirit knows and can help us if we ask for the help. If we're willing to be honest, if we're willing to be open. Because a lot of the things that we deal with and a lot of things that we try to handle on our own, we don't have to. But we've gotten used to doing so, or we've been taught to do so. So here in the 13th verse, it says, this is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit. So a lot of things that's taught to us, or a lot of things that we pick up from other people, that's human wisdom. But God's word said, if any man lacks wisdom, he just asks, that he needs to ask for it. So, you know, when we're dealing with things, and just in life in general, we need to seek wisdom that we can, you know, ask the right questions, say the right things. And so all of that is part of our growth, and part of us learning, and part of us getting to the place that God would have us to be with the aid of the Holy Spirit. Are there any comments? Okay, so we're going to move on to Ephesians 4. Verse 30. Ephesians 4, verse 30. That's Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verse 30. So when someone found that, if they could read that,
in Greek, not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby things unto the things of the world.
Okay. So it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. So, what does that mean to grieve the Holy Spirit? Can anybody answer that question? What does it mean to grieve the Holy Spirit?
What does it mean if we have a relationship with God, and as Christian we rely totally on that intimacy and that relationship with Him, and if something that we're doing that's wrong, that we should be doing the opposite way because it's the godly way to do it. And doing that wrong and ourselves, we say, oh no, this is right because this satisfies me. We're acting upon again the spirit.
Okay. So that means we satisfy the flesh.
Satisfy the flesh, but not going along with what's right as far as with the spirit.
Anybody else want to add anything else to that? Yeah. it's more we war with ourselves. You know, we have breathed the Holy Spirit, but at the same time, we're trying to deal with ourselves and figure out, well, okay, but we've already said it. Ask for forgiveness.
Amen.
Get back into the right relationship. Don't just hang out there and keep letting it come over and over and over and over in our mind and beat us up, and then we're feeling bad and, you know, don't even want to speak. You don't want to deal. We got to get to that place where, you know what, I'm not going to let the enemy win, because that's basically what we're doing. We're allowing the enemy to take residence.
Amen.
Where it should be the Holy Spirit dwelling within us.
Amen.
You know, and it separates us from the Spirit, because when we are not in right relationship, you know, and that can happen. And I don't care who we are. I don't care what our walk is. I don't care what our title is. We have a choice. But we know that God sent the Holy Spirit as our helper. And we have to ask for help. We have to ask for help. And that's the thing. We can't be ashamed to ask for help. We can't be ashamed to let the Holy Spirit help us do what we need to do.
Amen.
And that's why He was sent to us, because He knew we needed help.
Yes, ma'am.
We need help.
Amen.
To be able to make it through this life, through this world, to go through what we, in all of us, our measures are different. Every last one of us, our measures is different. So what would here take me and get me in a not good place? But you'd be like, oh, well, that ain't nothing. But it's all the other things that maybe I dealt with. So this one thing comes, and it tips the boat. So we have to know that He sent His helper, He sent His Holy Spirit to help us get through our situation.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit.
Okay.
You know, just the fruit of the spirit, love, joy,
Okay. All right.
Everyone.
Okay. As we called out, we truly thank each and every one of you for partaking. We ask that you go back and read Acts, second chapter. And just do some research. Just look, you know, in your Bible or however you research stuff. To read and be able to bring something to the study on the Holy Spirit. This is one of those studies that we really want to dig in. We want to get all that God would have for us. And my favorite scripture is iron sharpens iron. So as we learn from one another. We encourage one another. We help one another. So there may be an input or something that you have, and if you're not that person that necessarily want to speak out in Bible study on the line, reach out to myself or to Pastor Max to get my number. If you don't have my number, if you want to call me and have a conversation, if you want to email me, if you want to text me, your viewpoint or whatever it may be, that it can be brought to the light. But we all, as we deal and handle God's word, we all grow from it. So when there's bits and pieces and there's an area that maybe we're not so comfortable with talking in reference to the Holy Spirit, about the Holy Spirit, but just know that God desires for every last one of us to grow and to be better and to do His will. So as we called out in prayer, I just pray that we would dig into His word, that He can grow us to be His people, that we can love one another and encourage one another and support one another, because that is what's needed. If it's ever been needed, but now is the time. And so as we continue to live life and love one another, that we would just encourage one another. So Lord God, as we come before you this evening, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We honor you. We give you glory. Lord, Lord God, that you are a God that can do all things. Lord God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord God. We thank you for your help, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you would just help us to be able to ask you for help, Lord, when we need. And Lord God, just be able to show us ourselves, Lord God, that we would be able to grow, that we would be able to be the people that you created us to be, Lord God, not who it is that we purposed in our minds. Lord God, not what has been needful and necessary that we would say in the church house. But Lord God, we just want to be real with you. We want to be vulnerable, Lord God. We want you, Lord God, to just reign and rule in our lives, Lord God. We want you to have the authority, Lord God, that we would be your people, Lord God. That we would hear what it is that you are speaking to our spirit, Lord, and that we would move on what it is that you have asked us to do. So, Lord God, we ask that you would sink your truth deep into our hearts, Lord God. That you would change our hearts, that you would change our minds, Lord God. That we would be renewed people, Lord God. That we would be in right relationship with you, Lord God. Know that we're doing it the way we thought we should do it. But, Lord God, doing it according to your word, according to your will, and according to your way, Lord God. For every name, Lord God, that's been lifted up under the sound of my voice, Lord God. I'm in this Bible study tonight, Lord God. We ask that you would touch, Lord God, each person that needs to be touched. Lord God, that you would fix every circumstance and situation, Lord God. For those things, Lord God, that was not called out in the atmosphere, Lord God, but Lord, I know you know the whisper, Lord God, the heart of your people. Lord God, we ask that you would just fix it, Lord God, according to your will, Lord God. According to your way, Lord God, that, Lord God, we would be your people, Lord God. come from you. And Lord God, that it is safe and it is time to move on and to do your work and your will. Lord God, we pray for the White House. Lord God, we pray for leadership all over this world. Lord God, we pray for mental health, Lord God, that as people come out of this pandemic, Lord God, that there would be no lasting effect, Lord God. So we ask, Lord God, that you set our healing, Lord, in this life. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all that you've done. Lord God, that we are just excited and exceedingly overjoyed about what it is that you are getting ready to do. So, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we give you honor and glory, and it is in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I love you guys.
Amen.
And we will